702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist. It's a good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Arabile. How are things?
Yeah, complaining never helps, so I decided to stop. But many people can complain. A bus crash in Bulgaria, all of those victims certainly would complain.
Oh boy, 46 people have died. I mean, that seems a very high death toll from a single bus crash. Mm. It caught fire on its way through Bulgaria. It was heading from North Macedonia to having been on a trip to Istanbul in Turkey. And so, obviously, number of nationalities involved. But witnesses say they heard an explosion. Was it an actual explosion? We don't know. It could have been the sound of the bus ramming a crash barrier. Was it driver or mechanical failure or maybe an icy road this time of the year in that part of the world? It absolutely could have been icy. We know that only 7 people escaped from the bus and were taken to hospital with burns, but they had to smash a window to get out. I don't know about you, when you're sitting on a bus or a coach and you look around, you see the emergency exit, you rather hope that the emergency exit will work. Mm. In this case, it may well be it didn't, and 46 lives lost. There's a lot of there are a lot of questions to answer, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's one thing for sure, and I can imagine that the families are asking what exactly happened and how did this get to happen. All right, let's move from Europe then out to Mexico. A lottery nightmare?
Yeah. Now, bear in mind, parents at a nursery school in southern Mexico were celebrating. Their children's nursery, as a syndicate, they just won 20 million pesos on the lottery, about $1 million, more or less. But since, they've been threatened by an armed gang. This is in the very small town of Ocosingo. There are only 28 pupils and their parents who were put in charge of administering the prize. And soon after the win, it was made public. Indeed, a list of 100 lottery winners was printed in newspapers in Mexico, at which point you're kind of thinking, oh, no, not if they don't want it. We know that since then, one parent at this school has been shot at. All have received written and verbal threats. Farm animals, crops, sheds, and machinery have been stolen or vandalized. And the families say that they're so terrified they've had to flee the village and they're now living rough. Now, if this were a Hollywood plot, at this stage, Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen would ride in with the rest of the Magnificent Seven and chase the Mexican gang off. But I'm afraid in real life, doesn't seem to quite work like that.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it's not a tale of fiction here, unfortunately, right? So it doesn't work. Oh, man, what an interesting story, that one. All right. Well, it's obviously that time of the year. Black Friday blues for some, though.
Yeah, now, I don't know about you, we didn't really do Black Friday. I don't think you guys did until...
Yeah, not really.
10 years ago? And it sort of crept up on us, isn't it? Year on year.
Yeah, it slowly became a thing.
It's a thing, all right, yeah. And I guess it's partly retailers looking for a peg, and you can't blame them. They're always looking for a peg. And somewhere around about Halloween, fine. And for us, we get Bonfire Night and Thanksgiving in America. And lo and behold, this is a handy peg pre-Christmas, and so, boy, do we get bombarded. I mean, Amazon has a lot to answer for in the sort of spread of not just Black Friday, but Black Friday month, as they call it. So offers galore. Indeed, in this country, we're thought to be spending £9 billion when we get to Friday. Ooh. But, there's a but. A survey here says 43% of people find Black Friday deals confusing. We simply don't know if we're getting a good deal. We're confused by delivery costs and warranties and all sorts of things associated. And I don't know about you, Arabile, but I mean, I thought I bargained for a fez in the Medina in Marrakesh in Morocco. And do you know what? I had no idea at the end if I got a deal or not. I think Black Friday is a little bit like that.
Look, it certainly is. I think I've tried to bargain many a time. There've been things from airplane flight tickets to TVs to, you know, other technological goods that I've tried to bargain for, and I just don't know whether I'm actually winning or not. And it's something you kind of have to be following the whole year, right, to get right.
Oh. That winning point, you think, oh, they've given me 10% off, but were they going to give you 20% off? I mean, you just
Precisely.
Have no idea, do you?
Exactly. Oh, man, such a difficult time. But nonetheless, Adam, thank you so much for that. That's Adam Gilchrist then with this Wednesday's Worldview.